to save us, to wash us clean before we could ever even think to try to do something. He went before us and made the way. The tables are open to come down at any time. Receive what he has given you. Receive it with gladness. Receive it with remembrance. Receive it. He's washed you clean and has said, I forgive you. I choose to forgive you. He loves you with a steadfast love, with an everlasting, powerful, unbreakable love. He is holy. He is good. He is magnificent. He is the only one true God. He is the Savior. He is the Lord. He is the King. He is everything. He is more than enough. He is more than enough. He is actually all that we need, all that we want, all that we desire, all that we long for. He is right there. We are able to cling to him, to grab hold of him. We are even able to wake up and realize that he is holding on to us. He hasn't ever let go. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we surrender to you. Jesus, we are so grateful we get to gather together on purpose to lift your name on high. You are so worthy. You are worthy of everything. We're so grateful we get to say the name Jesus. We are so grateful for your sacrifice, the only sacrifice. That breaks open the way for us to be with you in heaven. We are so beyond grateful for saving us. I thank you, God, that you truly are enough because one single time you shed your blood and we are washed clean. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We thank you for your body. We thank you for your blood. Thank you, Jesus, that we get to receive it and remember how real, how true, how faithful, how loving, how kind, how merciful you are. And we receive you together right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Singing of the scripture, all we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But God has laid upon him, Christ, the iniquity of us all. He was bruised for our transgressions. Pierced for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else feel the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Let's stay in that. Let's stay in that, because that is why, my goodness, that we exist, right? Jesus, like, you are the reason that I'm alive. I thank you and praise you for that. Thank you, God. I have notes, but I feel like I don't know where to go. Right, that's right, exactly. Because I'm like, wow, Lord, you really are so holy. You really are God, and that God Almighty. And it's like when God is in the room, when God is around you, like, what does that make you do? Worship, praise, get low, be in awe.
Be thankful.
Be thankful, right?
Repent.
Yeah, absolutely. Repent. Allow him to stir up your heart, right? And have those things be poured out. He is something else. He is something else, and in the best way. Receiving communion is no little thing. Receiving truly what he gave is not a little thing. I'm so thankful for it. So thankful for it. Thankful for him. Okay, all right, he feels good. He feels good. All right, Happy New Year. Let's go. Happy New Year. It's sunny, it's not raining. Thank you, Jesus. I can see some brightness outside. I'm so happy for that. Yeah, so, okay. I don't have verses for you on the screen. Sorry, not sorry. I have a whole handful of verses today, and we're just going to flow with him. We are, okay? So the Lord had said, I want you to title this Goals with God. I was like, oh, okay, that's cute. Goals with God. Awesome, right? Because it's a happy, hopefully, right? It is a happy new year, right? Last year is gone. The new has come, right? Oh, thank you, Jesus, okay? 2026 is going to be good because God is with us, right? God is here. God is with us. So a lot of times, not everybody, but a lot of times we all try really hard, right, to make New Year's resolutions, of course, right? Hit it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Little dance and song, New Year's resolutions. Okay, so goals with God, right? With God. So three main goals for the new year. I was like, okay, Lord, what are the most popular, right, new goals for the new years that we tend to do? And it's health, money, and time, right? Okay, so we'll just kind of jump into it on the surface level, right? Us. Oh, I'm going to make a goal. And first one I'm going to attack is health, right? Health looks like, number one would be weight. Oh, I have a goal to lose weight. I have a goal to gain weight. I have a goal to build muscle weight, okay? Maybe that's a goal for health. Maybe it's mental health, right? I have a goal. I'm gonna be peaceful this year. I have a goal. All the lies that I'm believing, I want them gone. I want to be aware of the lies I'm believing, right? Mental. Mental health. What is my belief system? Okay, do I wrestle with that? What is my goal for mental health? What if my health consists of diet, right? What's your diet look like? Whole food, real food, processed food, soda all the way. Maybe it's all, right? Maybe it's my goal for my diet is no sugar. Maybe another health goal is exercise, right? I'm gonna lift weights, I'm gonna walk, I need to be on a strict exercise program, I'm going to join a gym. Ever heard that one? Ever said that one, right? How do we do with that? Yeah. I'm on day four, right? Like, well, I said it, I just haven't started it yet, okay? Myself, right? Ourselves alone. What about our goals with money? What if you have a goal? I'm gonna be saving money this year. I'm gonna be opening a bank account, a savings account. Maybe I'm gonna start retirement, to save money, to put money away. Maybe to save money, I have to stop shopping. What? How am I gonna do that, right? Maybe for money, I'm gonna save by just not spending. I'm not going to spend money. Maybe your goal for money could be growing. Actually, I want my money to grow for myself. So I'm gonna choose to put my money in a CD. Maybe collect some interest, right? Maybe I'm gonna make my money grow by investing. Maybe I put my money into assets, right? Some tangible things. Maybe my goal with money is I wanna buy a house or I wanna start my own business, which I think would be under the umbrella more of like a life dream, right? Like my life's dream, I wanna buy a house or I wanna start a business. They're great things, they are. Number three goal, time, right? Time, my goal for my time would be what? More time with family. Is my family my priority? Do I set any dates with my spouse or even with my children on purpose? We have a date, we are gonna go get an ice cream. We're gonna go do a root beer float. We're gonna do something together on purpose. We're gonna have family dinners, right? Time, what about with friends? Do we set the time aside on purpose to have a phone conversation? With a friend, yeah. What, no, texting? Yeah, for real, phone call to hear their voice, for them to hear your voice, to know the emotion behind their words and your words. On purpose, I want to hear what is going on in your life, right? What about time with self? Did you make a goal for self? No, not yet, okay. Right, still needs to come. I have no time. What does it look like for yourself, right, to have time? Maybe it's, I scheduled a massage on purpose. This is time for myself. I've been bombarded by other people's drama and their issues or their neighbor or whatever, whatever it is. What does it look like, your goal for time with yourself? Maybe it looks like I'm just gonna be in my room, quiet, no noise. I'm gonna just lay on top of my bed for 12 whole minutes, no sound. This is gonna be therapeutic, possibly, right? Do you have a goal for time with projects? Who has projects? Not me either, yeah, right, yeah. Everybody has projects, anything that we put in front of ourselves, right? Oh, I want to do this. Projects are not bad, they're pretty good, but do we have the goal for projects, right? How about this? If I have a project, saying no to the things I say yes to. Yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. Yes, sure, I can do that. Yes, I can do that too. And you're stretched so thin, all of it doesn't work out really well, right? What about saying yes to the thing you constantly say no to? Just a couple more days. A couple more days, that trim will be up. Who still doesn't have trim in their house? Yeah. Right? It's just real. Okay. So we have all these goals for health, money, and time. Okay, in order for us to do these goals, right, it takes a lot of things, but sometimes it can take habits, self-discipline, and vision, right? Okay, so some habits could be reading. It's not necessarily bad. Reading is pretty good. We're full of knowledge and wisdom and understanding when we read. But if we constantly just read all day long, do we have time for family and friends or investing our money or exercising with health? No. So sometimes our habits can be good and bad, right? They need to be balanced, right? So here's a list of habits. Reading, fasting. Who loves that one? That's what I thought. Journaling. What about eating too much food? That can be a habit, right? Coffee. Shh, do not address coffee. Oh, okay. Smoking. We already know, right? Smoking is a habit. Drinking is a habit. Shopping is a habit. Gambling can be a habit. Working can also be a habit. The world runs on us working, right? But do we become a workaholic? Work till you die? No, thank you. I don't want that, right? The Lord doesn't want that either. A habit can also be laziness too, right? Lazy, idle. Did we just sit and binge watch TV for hours and hours? That's a habit, right? What about a habit of praying? Some, that's fine. Self-discipline though. Self-discipline, I have to stay strong. In order to hit these goals, I have to stay strong, right? Self-discipline, okay? Setting ourselves up for success. How do we do that? Do we do that? Self-discipline and also vision. What is your vision? Can you see it or have you created it? This is why I do all of these things, because my vision is here in front of me. Okay, I hope you all heard I, me, what can I do, right? Typically, we kind of get in that habit. I'm gonna set these goals. I'm gonna do this for my life. It's a brand new year. And how well do we do? Right? Up, down, and then sometimes peter out. So I say all of that to actually say it's wonderful for us to set goals. It really is. The Lord would have us to set goals, right? Cast a vision. But the main thing is, if we have set goals, fantastic. But have we invited God in first? Have we invited him in? Have we asked him, Lord, what is your will for me for this new year concerning health? Lord, what is your will concerning me with the money you have given me to steward? Lord, what is your will concerning me with how I manage my time? So some goals we have set a few days ago. Have we remembered? Have we exercised bringing the Lord in? Because sometimes, really, we are too good at kind of forgetting to ask him, right? To include him into our wants, our dreams, our goals, our desires, right? I do not mean to sound like you did it wrong, you did bad. No, of course not. No condemnation at all. What goals have you set? And have you invited the Lord into those goals? That's it. That's it. So asking the Lord to help, right? Lord, help me to really seek you first, right? To go after you first. Lord, what are your goals for my life? Lord, what is it that you want me to focus on? Lord, what is it that you want me to invest in? Lord, what do you want my time to be poured into? And be cool, be still, and hear. Because he will answer, right? He will. He is so alive, and he is the Word, which means he's always speaking, because he's the Word, right? Lord, the new year is here. He does a new thing, right? His Word says, for I know the plans that I have for you. So why would we not go to him, right? We have to go to him. We have to seek him. Lord, thank God you already know the plan for 2026. I'm clueless. I don't know. Or maybe I have all these other plans in my mind and I want to go to vacation and I want to do this project and I want to fix this thing and I want to buy this or whatever. It's all good. But hold up. Lord, actually, let me just shut it because I just want to open these and hear you. And I want to open my heart too and hear you. Lord, you already said you know all the plans for me and your plans are good, right? Your plans are good, not for disaster. Usually if I plan it alone, it's a disaster, right? He plans it, nobody could ever plan it better than Jesus, okay? And he says, my plans are to give you a future and a hope. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, right? Lord, I repent for not even coming to you before I just made my whole list of things that I want, right? Lord, you already know the plans. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, the heart of a man plans his way, but, and this is like a big booty Judy, but the Lord establishes his steps. My heart can plan all day long. My heart can plan my way, but the Lord himself is the one who establishes the steps that I am to take. So Lord, help me to invite you in. Lord God, these are my ways, or excuse me, these are my plans. What way should I go? Lord, these are my goals. Which ones should I actually really walk after? Lord, which ones are you setting a firm foundation for me to step on and go after with you? Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I have so many plans in my brain. Everybody else does too. I know, right? I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to blah, 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 blah. It's kind of loud chatter. I want to do this, but I can't do this first. And then this step, and this one. Lord, would you just still my mind and all my plans? They are good, but the ones that you have purpose in, let them come to pass. Amen. Right? Amen. Okay. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will, which is a promise, make straight your paths. Lord God, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what decision to make. Hold on. Am I in a way right now? Lord, I'm going to acknowledge you. You are the way. You know the plans. You know my future. You know the hope you're giving me. Lord, I want to walk this out with you. I acknowledge you, Lord. Thank you for making my path that I am supposed to walk down straight. Thank you, Lord. His word does not lie. It doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. Thank you, God, for that. Right? Before we try our hardest, right, to make our goals and make our plans, right? He says, you know what the very first thing that we are to do? Is to seek his kingdom. Seek him. Go after him with everything you have. Right? Seek the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things, they will be added to you. He is the provider of everything that we need. He knows what we need even before we ask it, right? He's very present. He knows, because he's a good father. Lord, if I'm not seeking your kingdom first, please help me. Please shift my mind, my own patterns, my habits, right? I want to seek you first, right? For the kingdom of God, it's not actually a matter of just eating, drinking, but it's of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Lord God, one of my goals for the new year, right, is to be so present of your Holy Spirit. That's okay to ask. We should be asking that. Lord, would you, fill up to overflow of your Holy Spirit inside of me. Your Holy Spirit dwells within me. A well of living water, right? Lord, if I've capped it, move it. Move the cap off and let it bubble up and out and over, spilling over. Like, whoops, did I get it on your shoe? You're welcome. You're welcome, right? My goodness. Ask the Lord for his vision for your life. Lord, this is what I can see, or Lord, this is all that I can see. I kind of have blinders on. Lord, would you remove them? Lord, what is it that you are doing in my life that I need to actually go after with you? What is the vision? Lord, what is your vision for my life? You can even ask, Lord, what word do you have for me for this year? Lord, you're the giver. You're the sustainer. You're the provider. You're the healer. You're the comforter. You are everything. So Lord, what is it that you have for me this year? Would you even just give me a single word to grab a hold of? And I want to see you in everything that I do in this year, right? Back to habits, because it has to be kind of habitual, right? Lord, 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 I have a habit of talking to the Lord every day. Any habit that we all are very aware of our own habits, what we do and what we don't do, okay? If our habits hinder us or help us, right? They can do both. If you're like, ooh, but I love this habit. I don't think I can let go of this. Okay, ask yourself this question. The habit that I have, if Jesus was right there, standing right next to me, would I offer him my habit? Jesus, do you wanna go outside and have a cigarette? I mean, really? Jesus, you wanna go get a rum and Coke? Or four of them, you wanna do that? Would you offer him your habit? Jesus? Do you want to maybe sit next to each other and read for 5 hours and just not speak to each other at all? Reading's not bad, right? But am I ignoring him? Am I reading the right thing? Jesus, do you want to sit and watch TV for 8 hours straight? Let's binge. Would you offer him your habit? Does it help you?
What's The Chosen?
Watching The Chosen?
Yes.
For 8 hours, binge it? Yes. I'm watching Jesus on TV. Right. So your habit, is it helpful or does it or does it hinder? Right? Ask him, Lord, any habit that I have that I even think is pretty good, what would you have me do with it? Does it help the vision you have given me? Lord, I need help with my self-discipline. Please help me be my strength, right? How is it that I set myself up for success? You know, how do you set yourself up for success? First, maybe you sit with the Lord. I'm gonna set myself up for success by being in your presence, by seeking after you, by going in your word, Lord, and I'm gonna read and I am going to receive what you have to say back to me. Lord, I'm gonna spend time with you and see the vision that you have laid before me, because your plans, you already know them. They're good. It's full of future and a hope, right? Okay. The spiritual side also. Spiritual side of health or money or time. Spiritual health. Does anybody also wrestle with feeling weight on their shoulders? Of course, right? Maybe even depression, oppression, right? This heavy, heavy burden, right? That we just can't like seem to lift off or get out from underneath, right? The Lord himself is talking about in Isaiah 61:3, a spirit of heaviness or a fainting spirit or a spirit of weakness, depending on which Bible version you have. Okay, a spirit of heaviness, he allows us to make an exchange for praise and the oil of gladness, right? Spiritually, Lord, my goal is health. Okay, I'm going to make an exchange then. Lord, I repent and renounce for a spirit of heaviness and I receive your garment of praise. I receive the oil of gladness over my forehead and my body, right? Spiritually, my goal for health, our goal for health. Lord, help me to make the exchange. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety, anybody know about anxiety in here? Okay. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. My goodness. So our health, what is weighing? What keeps us like this where we We're not like this. Anxiety, worry, fear. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. Where is a good word? Right here. Right here. Wrestling with anxiety that weighs you down. I got a lot of weight. I got to lose some weight. Start with the anxiety that might be in your heart that's weighing you down. Be in the word because it is good, right? Mental for our health. Romans 8:6 says, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace." Right? Is if one of our goals for health, mental health, oh, I just need peace in my brain. Okay, alone, obviously, how well have we been doing with that? Probably not the best, right? We're still wrestling with so much in our minds. I have the choice to set my mind on the flesh, and it says it is death. I don't want death. I want life and peace. I have the choice to set my mind on the Spirit. Lord God, help me to set my mind on the Spirit. Holy Spirit, sit on my mind. However you need to say it, right? Jesus, get into my brain. If you need to go to sleep with the word on your head, whatever. He's God. He will make it come in. He will. Whatever works for you, right? Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. I have the mind of Christ. I have peace in my mind. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help my mind to be set on the Spirit because I want it full of life and I want it full of peace. On to money. What are we supposed to do with money? We all know what we currently do with our money and what we spend our money on, right? Or if we don't spend and we just have a whole pile and we do nothing. We already know what we do with our money. But ultimately, every single cent that you have comes from the Lord. It is His. It is His. He has given it to us. First of all, thank you, Lord, to trust us with that, to steward His wealth that He has given to us, right? Proverbs 3:9 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce." How are we doing with that? Okay, we need a reminder. I need a reminder, right? Reminders are good. Wow, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Wow, Lord, yes. Lord, I'm sorry that I've forgotten that. It's yours anyways, right? In Luke chapter 19, starting at verse 12 all the way through 26, I don't think I'm going to read all of that, but it is the story of the 10 minas, okay? So this master has servants, and he goes, here's some money. What are you going to do with that money? I'm going to go away. I'm going to get my kingdom. Okay. He's going to do some business over here. When I come back, I'm going to be asking for my money. Right? So he comes back and these servants are like, "Lord, you gave me the 10. I made 10 more for you. I invested it. And here you go. 10 times more. Lord, also you gave me 5. I invested it. I received 5 more. Here's all of your money back. I hope I steward it well." Well done, good and faithful servant. Wow, well done. Right? Like you generated more wealth of the wealth that the Lord has given. And then the other guy was like, "You're pretty harsh. You're pretty cruel. I dug a hole and I threw it in there. But I know where it is. I know where it is. Let me go dig it up." And he digs it up and he's like, Here's your mina back." And that master was not pleased at all. He's like, wow, I'll use your words. You say I'm harsh. You say I'm cruel. You're right. This is the money. I didn't sow. I didn't reap on it, but it belongs to me. And you did nothing with it. He did not receive. Well done, good and faithful servant. He didn't. He's thrown out. Ugh, it'd be horrible. So with money, what does the Lord say? Invest into his kingdom. We are to invest his money that he has given to us back into his kingdom. We are able to do that. Lord, help me have this goal with money, to invest it back into your kingdom. Lord, would you show me personally how I am to invest your money into your kingdom? Does that look like I see another sheep in your fold struggling and I give money into their hand? Maybe for you, that's what it looks like. Maybe for you, it does look like putting money in the box back there. Maybe it looks differently from what your Lord is asking you to do, to invest into his kingdom. Are you guys okay with that? Okay, good. I'm glad you guys are alive. All right. Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right. And our last goal was time, right? Time. Lord, help me with time. Do I manage time well? Or does time just like flee away, right? It's fleeting. You're like, God, I have no time for anything. Is that true? We have time actually for anything that we want to do, right? Yeah. Yeah, we too. So Lord, with my time that you have actually given me, right? Psalms 90 verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Lord, teach me to number my days. They are ripping past, right? Lord, what do I do with the time you have given me? Well, he's already said, put me first, right? Put me first. With my time, I'm going to be seeking his kingdom. I'm going to be seeking his word. I'm going to be seeking his presence, right? Lord, help me to steward my time with the ones that you have surrounded me with my family, with my friends, and even with myself. Help me to help myself be successful, right? Investing into your kingdom, however you have asked me to do that, in a very healthy way. Very healthy. Not manipulating, not fear-based, none of that. Lord, help me to clean up any and all habits that I may have that hinder me instead of help me, right? Lord, this is going to be a new year. You are doing a new thing, right? We can rejoice and be glad in it. We really can every single day of this new year. Even when hard things come, he is a God who is with us. And we can do all things through Christ, right? That strengthens us. His word, it is health to our whole flesh, flesh and bone, right? Seek him with everything that you have. Number one goal, God, I'm going after you. God, I'm going after what you already have prepared to give me. God, anything that you have for me, I would love to receive it because you are a good father who cares for me and provides for me, right? Thank you, Jesus. Let's walk into the new year with him, hand in hand with him. So Father, we love you. Lord God, we praise you. We honor you. We glorify your name. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that we can come to you and invite you in, and you are right there. You are so happy to dwell with us and among us. I thank you, Father God, that your plans for our life is good and not for any disaster. It does have future. It does have hope. I thank you, Lord. Father, help us to be still and to ask you. Help us to put you first always, Lord. Let that be a brand new habit that is not broken. Thank you for strengthening us from the inside out, Father God. With you, setting ourselves up for success, which really looks like, Lord, I trust you. I trust you with what is coming. I trust you that you're going to establish the next step in front of my foot. I can't even see it, but your word is the light, right? It's the lamp that reveals it, that shines upon it, knowing I'm going to step on a firm foundation every day this year. Lord, I want to be hand in hand walking with you. And I thank you, Lord God, that you would reveal anything that we are holding so tightly to that I can say, Lord God, I trust you enough to let go of it. Anything that hinders us, be able to let it go. Anything that actually helps us, help us, Lord God, to grab a hold of it. Lord, I know you are excited for this year. Help us to also be excited for this year. Because you are God. You are God. And we should be in awe and wonder of who you are and the miraculous things you have planned to do. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for the bounty of this year, Lord God, the bounty of the harvest, Father God, that you are bringing in. We thank you, Father God, this year for salvations, for healings, for miracles, for the word of the Lord to come to pass, that our eyeballs would just be so, like, they can't become wider because we see you. We see you working. We see you moving. Let us always constantly be in that place of awe and wonder. Not only in this year, but every year to come, Lord. Let us have eyes to see you everywhere and in everything. I thank you, Lord, for blessing our health, blessing our finances that come from you, and blessing our time. Help us to constantly be investing into your kingdom. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for knowing us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I bless you all.